day and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Nick Austin in for Stephen Henderson. The UAW strike against the big three automakers is nearing a full week today as the union and car companies jockey for position. Currently, the UAW is in the midst of what they call a stand-up strike, which is where they've chosen specific strategic plans to withhold labor at while other members continue to work as these negotiations continue. But on Wednesday, the Free Press reported Stellantis delivered the first new proposal to the UAW from one of the big three since the strike began last week. Meanwhile, the automakers have also responded by announcing layoffs at some locations, citing this strike as a factor. UAW President Sean Fain, for his part, has announced plans to lay out additional strike targets on Friday, meaning we could have even more plants where there is a labor stoppage, as he cites substantial progress needed toward a fair agreement in order for those new targets not to go on strike on Friday. All of this latest news gives us little insight into how long the labor stoppage might continue, but what are the effects this strike could have for the parties and the rest of us in the short term and long term? A little later, we'll take a look at rising income inequality and how it fits into these negotiations and our current economic climate. But right now, to get an idea of the effects of this labor stoppage and what it could have on our economy for all of us here, both in Detroit and beyond, we're joined by Gabriel Ehrlich, the Director of Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics, where he forecasts the U.S. and Michigan economies. Gabe, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thanks so much.
I'm glad you're here because one question I think a lot of us have been asking and I'm hearing even out there are, what are the economic concerns for us here in Southeast Michigan, as well as the United States generally, if this strike were to go on? Can we start with the short term and then move to the long term?
Sure. Yeah. You know, our analysis is that the spillover effects of the strike will start out limited, but that they will accumulate over time as the strike goes on. So, right now we're seeing that there have been some spillovers. You know, you already see some suppliers announcing layoffs. So certainly the strike is being felt in the local economy. And that's in addition to the workers who are already striking. But we expect those effects to accumulate over time as the strike goes on.
So you're saying we're already seeing things right now. I'd wonder what specifically, like what metrics or facts or information are you looking at that's showing this effect? You mentioned suppliers. What are the specific numbers that you're seeing and details that you're looking at?
Well, yeah, you know, you do see some layoffs are already in effect at suppliers, right, and then some are announced to take place, you know, over the next couple of weeks. So far, and you know, our analysis at the outset was that it will take some time for suppliers to really get in a position where they have to lay off workers. And, you know, it's still a tight labor market. So we think that suppliers are going to do what they can to avoid layoffs. But over time, it becomes tougher and tougher. And especially, you know, if there are additional strike targets announced, it will become tougher. And we would expect to see, you know, more effects along the supply chain. So, you know, right now we are seeing some reports of layoffs. It's not you know, so many jobs right now, but you always, you know, feel for people who are, you know, experiencing layoffs. So I don't mean to downplay that experience. It's, you know, it's a very disruptive experience. It's a tough time right now, but we expect that effect to accumulate over time as the strike goes on and as more targets are announced.
Yeah. You know, this makes me wonder about the cause of these layoffs. We're going to get into the party specifically in a moment, but you mentioned these layoffs here, and it has me wondering, is this something that these suppliers are doing in anticipation of a protracted work stoppage? Have they hit the point where they literally cannot pay for their workers? Is it somewhere in between? Do we have an idea as whether this is just fear of it going longer or actual issues with monetary income right now?
You know, obviously that's, you know, going to depend on the specific supplier, and right, it's, you know, depends on specific businesses. But, you know, what I will say is from our perspective, I would think that, you know, with unemployment still below 4%, that, you know, suppliers and really any employer wants to keep employees if they can, right? Because it is tough to hire still. You know, there is some evidence that the labor market is cooling off some, but it's still a tight labor market.
Yeah, you
so,
know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that's factoring into the timing of this occurring, right? Because we talk about record profits, we talk about a tight labor market, and so theoretically there was a lot to gain for everybody. However, the strike, you know, if we feel like things are unfair, this might be the time to go on strike. So I kind of want to look at the party specifically, starting with the workers, since they are the ones on strike. Only a portion of them are on strike, but we mentioned some more may go on strike a little bit later. Currently, striking workers, of course, they don't receive their paychecks for work, but they do receive about $500 a week in strike pay, which on average replaces about 40% of their lost wages. With all of this, they say they're prepared to strike. But Gabe, tell me, how long do you think they can go for?
Well, you know, it depends how many workers are striking. Mm-hmm. So I believe the UAW's strike fund, you know, coming into the strike was about $825 million. You know, obviously, the more workers who are striking, you know, the faster the strike fund will be depleted. But, you know, so a lot just depends on the specific strategy that the UAW takes.
Right, right. And but also that is reduced income. And I mean, in our current climate here in Michigan, you know, $500 a week, not necessarily a lot for you to try to keep up a full family. So I got to believe that that would also cause some tension there. Is there any insight that we have into how the UAW might try to lessen that burden?
Well, you know, one thing to say, you know, as you mentioned, you know, that $500 a week doesn't go so far in you know, today's economy. And that's another reason we expect spillover effects from the strike to you know, accumulate over time, is that, you know, if you're only getting $500 a week, you know, you probably will need to cut back on some of the usual, you know, things you would spend money on. You know, you might skip going out to eat for dinner. You might, you know, skip spending money in your local community on various things. And, you know, that in turn spills over into local communities here in Michigan. So, you know, that's another reason that we think that over time, the spillovers, you know, will grow from the strike. You know, in terms of, you know, mitigating those effects for the workers, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, I think that, you know, workers realize that, you know, when they go on strike, this is what's going to happen. You know, and I think that, you know, even if you know in advance, it's tough to prepare for something like that.
Right. But meanwhile, car companies also stand to have a lot, if not more, to lose, considering, again, making great profits, able to sell cars out there. Price, if you're making record making profits, I understand that maybe car companies have more in the bank. Maybe. You can tell me if they do or don't. But they also risk, in a hot market, not being able to make up that income. Do we have any idea how long the car companies can last with this kind of labor stoppage before it just gets untenable for them?
You know, I think it's tough to say. It you know, a lot depends on, well, you know, what's where are the negotiations? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's true on both sides. So, you know, obviously we're not privy to, you know, all of the details of the negotiations. And so it's just, you know, it's tough to say, well, you know, can they withstand it? Well, it's compared to what?
Right.
Right. So yeah, I mean, we're certainly, you know, watching to see what, you know, happens in the negotiations. We see, you know, obviously in Canada, Ford was, you know, able to make a deal, you know, with Unifor, which is the Canadian union. So we'll see, you know, what that means for the UAW as well.
A question I have seen from folks are about consumers, especially those buying cars. Do we have any idea of when we would expect to see an impact for people who are actually looking for cars right now in the market?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot depends. It depends on the model, you know, that you're looking for, the make that you're looking for. Inventories are tight, you know, from a historical perspective, you know, and, you know, as you mentioned it, you know, we went through a period, a prolonged period of tight supply chains and supply chain disruptions in the auto industry. And we were finally, you know, making progress in terms of putting that behind us. And, you know, the automakers were rebuilding inventories, but they're still tight on a historical basis. So, you know, I think, like I say, it depends on, you know, the individual situation, but it's not going to help. Is what I can say.
Yeah, yeah. We are speaking again with Gabe Ehrlich about the potential ramifications of this work stoppage, this strike from the UAW, both short-term and long-term. But we can speak with you as well. The phone number here is 313-577-1019 if you have any specific questions about what the potential short-term and long-term economic fallout could be from this event. Gabe, before we get into Detroit specifically, as I know you've done some research and insight into that, I do have an idea again, or I'm wondering again, when people are making money, a labor stoppage can cause a situation, I would think, where you're unable to make that money back. Do we know, or do we have an idea? Do you have an idea of how long this could go before you may start reaching a point of irreparable harm in terms of either the economy or these businesses and workers individually?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, in our most recent forecast for the state of Michigan economy, we assumed a company-wide strike, which, you know, we haven't seen, but we assumed experienced something along the lines of what we saw in 2019, which was a company-wide strike against a single one of the Detroit 3 automakers that lasted for about 6 weeks. So, you know, in 2019, the strike lasted 40 days. And in our analysis, you know, certainly the strike, a company-wide strike like that would be very disruptive in the short term for Michigan, but we thought that Michigan could get back on the pre-strike trajectory in that scenario, that, you know, a strike wouldn't do lasting harm to the state economy. But what I worry about is, well, if a strike drags on a lot longer than that, or if it involves more workers and is, you know, more acrimonious, well, what does that mean for the state economy? So, you know, I think in the scenario that we analyzed, you know, which was 6 weeks at a single automaker, you know, Michigan's economy, you know, we expect it to be resilient enough to get through that, even though it would be very, you know, tough in the short run. But, you know, I worry if we saw something, you know, a lot more severe than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of us do have concerns about that. Why a lot of us are paying very close attention to what's happening here. You mentioned, of course, that even right now we're seeing some effects from this. Of course, workers who are on strike don't have quite as much disposable income to use in the city of Detroit. And I know you've done a lot with your group in terms of forecasting the city's economy. And one of the things I noticed in your report is you mentioned the potential issues that we might have in our local economy if there were a strike. Can you give us a little bit of your analysis on how the general economy in Detroit is doing, what the forecast is, and how this strike plays into that from your research?
Sure. You know, Detroit's economy is recovering still, you know, from the pandemic. And, you know, the pandemic really poses a big challenge for downtowns all across the country because of remote work. And Detroit is not exempt, you know, from that challenge. So, you know, the reality is if you're a professional and you are, say, going downtown, you know, 3 days a week and working from home 2 days a week, well, that's, you know, 40% fewer, you know, lunches out. You might, you know, not do your dry cleaning downtown. You know, it does affect the downtown economy. So, you know, that's a challenge. And then another challenge for Detroit's economy is high mortgage rates, which, you know, are hurting the mortgage industry. And you know, Detroit does have, a pretty big mortgage industry. So that's, another headwind for Detroit. And of course, you know, depending how the strike plays out, it's going to be a challenge for the city economy. That being said, you know, we do expect Detroit's economy to keep recovering and to keep growing. So, you know, if you look back at the pre-pandemic trend, you know, Detroit, was on a positive trajectory coming out of the bankruptcy. And, you know, we do expect growth to continue. So, we're crossing our fingers that the strike doesn't, leave lasting scars on the Detroit economy.
Right, right, right. Again, we're speaking with Gabe Ehrlich of the University of Michigan, an economist. I would like to, before I let you go, we've been touching a lot on Detroit. This is Detroit Today and Southeast Michigan. But I would like to get some insight from you. How much does this impact the U.S. economy also? What type of effects are we looking at between the difference between us here locally and the U.S. generally? And what are the stakes here?
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you asked that because, you know, a point that we like to make is this is not just a Michigan story. You know, in our analysis, Michigan is the most affected state. But depending on the scenario and, you know, how you slice the numbers, Michigan only accounts for about a quarter of the job losses, from the strike. It is a national story, depending, you know, that's thinking about, you know, company-wide strikes. But, so depending on the strategy and exactly how the negotiations go, so it does affect the national economy, though. I don't expect the strike on its own to tip the national economy into a recession? And, you know, we get that question sometimes. The reality is just that the auto industry just isn't as big as it used to be, you know, relative to the size of the national economy. On its own, I don't think it will, you know, cause a recession. But there are a couple of other speed bumps coming up for the economy, potentially, as we, you know, get into the end of the year. We have a potential shutdown at the federal government. And we have the resumption of student loan repayments. Mm. And so when you put all of those together, you know, there are a few speed bumps economically coming up at the end of the year. I don't expect a recession to result from it. But, you know, there are certainly some risks out there.
Gabe,
is one of them.
Gabe, are you advertising a comeback on Detroit Today to discuss those issues when they pop up?
Always happy to talk.
All right. Well, then we're going to have to do it. But that's going to end it right there. Gabe Ehrlich of the University of Michigan, thanks so much for joining us on Detroit Today.
Thank you.
When we continue, another big issue here is income inequality, specifically references to the amount that CEOs are making with these record profits compared to the rise, or the lack thereof, I should say, of regular workers. How does that fit in? What does it mean for our economy? We'll take a look at that and more when we continue on Detroit Today.